Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The stock market is at a record high. What does it mean? Let's go in-depth with Pat Moriarty with Main Street Investments at the Marion County Bank, Pella. So, Pat, you look pretty happy this morning.
You are right, Bob. You and I have talked about the stock market for years and always having a long-term view on what's happening. And I know there's been some times, like in March of 2009, when the markets were low, everybody was just feeling terrible, and despair and all that. And people were saying, Pat, I'm giving up. I want to sell everything. And I keep telling people to hang in there. And so today, it's nice. I've been getting a lot of phone calls lately as well, where we're finally, those who had the patience, who hung in there and all that, are getting rewarded that the market does work over the long term if you let it work. In other words, if you try not to manipulate it. So, we are back to hitting new highs. There's some, you know, good economic news coming out. People are starting to believe the news that, you know, the businesses are doing better. We know we have some budget things we have to work out with the government. We probably always will have budget things that we have to work out with the government, but at least we're making some progress there. Employment numbers are getting better. That was part of the reasons for the news of now. We're getting some better economic news globally, which is also a good thing. The only nervousness on the market is the fact that, you know, the fear, which we've had for the last few years anyway, is that someday interest rates might slowly rise, which in theory they should do. So we have to be careful about going out into a lot of long-term bonds and all that. But the part that you're right, I'm glad I'm getting that affirmation, that slap on the back saying, yes, the markets do work. It's nice to see it back up again. I know I have to have this money work for another 30 years in my case, so I'm still very optimistic that over the long term it's going to be great. Do I know there's going to be some sell-offs? There always will be a little bit of sell-off here and there, but the key is not to try to guess when those are. The key is just to diversify and let the experts manage your funds and just let it and go in for the long run and continue to diversify, continue to average into the market. What they mean by that, don't put all the money in at once, and then just have patience, patience, patience.
And just sit back and wait.
Right.
Well, and people are saying, what I'm hearing and reading is that they're thinking this is going to continue for some time. As you said, the global markets are looking good. China apparently is looking, taking some strategic efforts that they just announced recently to grow their economy.
Right.
Hopefully Europe is coming back, but they're saying that this looks like it's going to hold for at least the near term.
Right, and I'm right there with them. I think it's going to hold. I think the economic news as well. Yes, there always will be naysayers, but you know, we've had people who've always been the what we call the bears. We've always had them, as far as people think it could go down. And someday the markets might go down a little bit, and they'll say, see, I told you. But the key is if you stand back, and look at the long-term trends of what the markets have done over a 10-year cycle, and that's what I look for. I'm not looking at, if somebody comes in today and says, Pat, hey, I want to put some money away for a few months, then I'm saying stick with CDs or money market funds because we just don't want to take that kind of risk. What I do is promote what they call an educated risk, that I know that over the long term, if we invest properly, we'll be well rewarded. And that's the key because, you know, one of the things that people forget about, you know, we have a lot of people just sitting money in cash, and that cash is practically earning zero. But they forget we have inflation, 3.5% average over the last 60-plus years. That starts eating into your buying power. So you just can't sit in cash hoping that someday things are going to get better. You still need to be involved in the markets.
Don't stuff it under the mattress.
Do not put it underneath the mattress, right?
It's sort of, well, it's safer in the bank, but just sitting in a savings account, probably not the best thing for it to
be. I think you should always have your emergency money either in a savings account or in a bank CD because that's where you have your emergencies. Plus, that gives you the peace of mind knowing that if the markets does come back a little bit, you can say, hey, I still have some money safe. I don't need to cash in my mutual fund if it's down a little bit. So that part's fine. But right now, unfortunately, there's just way too much cash sitting in the markets, which also means for those of you who are looking for a additional signs to get back in the market, that also means there's a lot of money that can go back into the market to help sustain this growth. And once again, we're not playing with the markets. Let's go back and talk about what the markets are made of. The markets are made of different industries, different companies that are hiring people, that are making a good product, they're making good wages, and that's what we're investing in. We're investing in tomorrow's enterprises, and then that's the part that I believe in. You know, that fact that some people are going to continue eating, people are going to continue buying TVs, buying cars, building houses. We're seeing the housing market improve, and so once again, you're investing in your own future.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about the stock market with Pat Moriarty with Main Street Investments at the Marion County Bank in Pella. There are some skeptics out there that are saying, well, these Wall Street bankers, they're the ones that got us into trouble years ago, and now maybe they're going back to their risky activities. Are they taking on more risk? Is that a possibility?
You know what? There's always going to be people who are going to try to outguess the market. The ones who do the market trading as far as trying to buy in, buy out, and all that. That's always going to be happening, just like those who are always going to be wishing that the gold market's going to take off or the silver market. But I still think that we have a lot of things in place to help protect us against that. And as long as we have a long-term view, I think you'll be okay. But yes, unfortunately, in this world, just like there are people who are trying to scam us on the emails and other things that exist. But I still think for the most part, if we pick a good investment managers, I think you'll be well rewarded.
And just hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there people now that are thinking about selling? It's so high, they should sell now? Is there people doing that?
Yes, I've had a few phone calls. And for some individuals, you know, if it's a matter of diversification, asset allocation. We've had a few people who money has been in the markets, like in more of an equity exposure, which means it's done very, very well for them the last few years. And so now they possibly, in their particular situation, might have too much in equities, and they need to pull back a little bit, make part of a little more conservative. Are there those who want to sell everything? No, hopefully not, because that won't do any good to try to outguess it. But it doesn't hurt to sit there and say, well, okay, should I rebalance a little bit and take some of it out of the higher risk ones that have been well rewarded and try to minimize that, so if there is a downturn, I'm protected a little bit.
Now, when do people call you? Do they call you at times like this where, you know, exciting things are happening, or do they call you more when things aren't looking so good, or is it, do people just sit and wait? When do you get the most activity, I guess I'm asking you?
Really, there's not too much difference, even though I do tend to get more phone calls on Monday morning. I think a lot of people over the weekend have a chance to kind of review what's happening and with their portfolios, or maybe they've just gotten their statements or so. And so I do get a lot of calls on Monday. But no, I get a little bit of everything. I get those who call when the markets are down or they've seen something in the headlines that disturbs them. Likewise, I've had a lot of phone calls in the last few days where people are excited about the markets going up. They want an opportunity to review their accounts, wondering if they should be adding more. How they're positioned. So not too much difference over the years as far as phone calls.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about the stock market with Pat Moriarty with Main Street Investments at the Marion County Bank in Pella. How often do you suggest that people review their accounts?
Depending upon the situation, I think we should at least review once a year. For some accounts, we try to look at them quarterly. It depends upon the situation, what they're trying to do, but I think once a year is at least the minimum for most individuals. And I guess I would tell the listening audience out there, you have to realize a lot of us as advisors work with many, many individuals. And so if your advisor hasn't called you lately, by all means, feel free to call them. I try to reach out as much as I can, but we all get busy, and sometimes it is the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. And so if you do have some concerns, if you're not sure about your accounts, feel free, you know, call up your advisor and say, hey, do you have a time to review everything? I want to see where it is. If you're not able to get that satisfaction, there are a lot of other good advisors in this area.
Do people ever look back and second guess their decisions?
They're always, I mean, that's a human tendency to go back and second guess. And that's a thing that I learned a long time ago, you know, the old Dale Carnegie course. Sometimes when you shut the door behind you, you have to shut the door behind you, or as they often use the analogy of the submarine, you close that door. And so it's always easy to be an armchair quarterback. And so there's times I go back and I'll look at what we did, and I have to look at the fact that if it was the right decision at that point in time, then it was still a good decision. Was the decision good? Possibly not, but it was still the right decision at that time. And that's all we can go and base it on. So, yes, I think as long as you diversify and don't say, okay, I'm going to move 100% to one area, 100% to the other one, I think you'll do just fine.
Well, and people and scholars and bankers, investment people, they've been doing this for a long time. They probably have a series of formulas or algorithms or whatever, or sort of best practices. Is that the case?
Right. I mean, you're looking at your typical mutual funds and all that. They typically have 2 to 3 managers, some more. A lot of them have an average tenure of anywhere from 10 to 20 years. They've been through market cycles. They've been through changes. They're the experts. They call them chartered financial analysts who actually study the markets. In other words, and so they take the emotion out of the market. And they look at what the numbers are. They look at what the headlines are saying. They look at what the but then instead of just looking at the headlines, they also say, what is this company actually doing? Is it making money? And so that's why I really trust my money with that situation, as opposed to being, getting emotional about it, saying, oh, we're up one day, let's get excited and invest, and the next day we're down and saying, okay, let's sell, type of thing.
Keep the emotion out of it.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's hard to do. We're people. You
know? We are people, and that's why we should save the emotions for the TV shows, I suppose. I know investing sometimes can get a little boring because it is a lot of just numbers, and a lot of it's just faith that over the long term you'll be rewarded. But sometimes you just have to, and sometimes I tease people, when the markets are down, maybe there's not the time to open up your statements, because it doesn't matter. If you're not going to sell, why do we worry about the markets are down? I use an analogy a lot. I compare it to farmland. You know, if a farmer has an acre of land and all of a sudden he has a bad year, he doesn't go out and say, okay, I'm going to sell the farm. He knows that over the long term he's going to be well rewarded and the farmland's still going to be there. Well, the stock market, the same way, you're investing in companies, and just because that company is having a bad year doesn't mean it's going to disappear tomorrow. It means that over the long term, it's still going to do just fine. And so you have to look at long-term market cycles.
Well, the way you're explaining it, it seems like it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy that if we're optimistic and we invest, and if everybody thinks like we do and invests in companies and businesses, then there will be a positive return.
Very, very true. I mean, I talk about it as far as I say, if you believe in that you're going to be able to retire, and you believe that you're still going to be able to go shopping and get food and all that, then the companies that you support will also do very, very well. And so you're right. It is a great cycle. I mean, just like when people were worried about the car industry, it went way down and everybody was concerned. People still need cars for transportation. So as long as you believe that someday people are going to say, hey, I need to replace my car, they will still need to make cars. And so that's the whole basic precept. Same with housing. Housing went through was overbuilt for a while, and everybody says, oh, no one's going to buy a house again. Eventually, as that cycle went through its full course where people said, hey, now we're starting to need homes again, all of a sudden now you're starting to see a resurgence in housing starts. And so once again, it does become a self-fulfilling prophecy because we all want to do well.
It's sort of interesting. We've been doing this for years now, and we've gone through historic highs and historic lows.
Yes.
And your story's has been the same.
My story's been the same. It's boring. I don't have any magic dust. All I can tell you is that my personal portfolio has done very well. I feel very rewarded. I enjoy helping people. I help them enjoy the retirement, and that's what I see my role as, is saying, okay, how can I help people comfortably retire? How can I have them help enjoy their retirement income and not be worried about what the economy is doing, not be worried about where my next meal is going to come from, and also be able to see the reward of people who started out years ago with me. I've been doing this for 30 years with practically nothing and watching their portfolio grow and now being able to retire and enjoy the rewards of all that money that they've saved up and invested. And it's very rewarding, and I really do enjoy what I do, because basically I'm treating individuals as I treat myself. I look at, okay, how do I want to make my money work hard? Just like nobody wants to work for a minimum wage, so we don't want our money to work for a minimum wage. So we want it to work hard as we do, so that someday, we know that someday we all want to retire, and so we need someplace to get our money from. And so that's why it's important to look for ways to invest properly.
Thanks to Pat Moriarty for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.